there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. A lot of topics to talk about. We reminisce about Vin Scully, the passing of Vin Scully yesterday at the age of 94. We lost Bill Russell over the weekend and Vin Scully. And when you think about their reputations, their legacy, legacy is what you leave, the man you are. The talent that you are, the broadcaster, the player, the legacy, the impact. And both have left lasting impacts. When you think of Vin Scully, you may think of the Dodgers first and foremost, but he was involved in so many different calls. You know, Curt Gibson's home run in the World Series, Hank Aaron when he broke Babe Ruth's all-time record, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark, the catch. That was in the 1982 NFC title game against Dallas. But to do it every day. To show up every day, to want to do it every day, to go out on your terms, to be able to call games in your late 80s. That's a magical run. And Vin Scully certainly left a lasting impression on those of you in Los Angeles, but us, everybody else around the country. The Dodgers are a storied franchise. When you think of World Series titles, you think of those beautiful uniforms, you think that setting where they get to play, Jackie Robinson, Duke Snyder, Sandy Koufax, Clayton Kershaw. But you do think of that voice that served 67 summers as the voice of the Dodgers. Great storyteller. You knew the voice. The voice resonated with you. It stayed with you. But he was more important than just that. You know, being there when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time record, it sounded like this in 1974.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
He understood the importance. He understood pacing. He understood tone. Any broadcaster can learn from that, the cadence. Here's the call, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark as the Niners beat the Cowboys.
Third and three. We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly.
Montana
looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark!
He paused at the right moment and let it breathe. I mean, that's normal now. We talk about letting it breathe, announcers letting it breathe. That was 1982, letting it breathe. You know, Al Michaels, who will join us a little bit later on, was obviously impacted by Vin Scully, wanted to be Vin Scully. And you go back to the Miracle on Ice, the cadence that Al has with that, that's really important. Because a lot of times we talk and we continue to talk. Hey, we got to have three people in the booth, not two, because we have to continue talking. We got to fill up all this time. Some of the best moments in baseball are the pauses, the natural sound. And Vince was able to do that. And you know, what Vinny was able to do was also, he did radio and TV. So radio, you have to describe everything. TV, you complement what you see. No color commentator. It's amazing. But it's not going to happen again that you would have this. There's certain broadcasters. There's certain players. I'll go back to Bill Russell. He was player coach. He won two titles as a player coach. That's not going to happen. You know, it's been floated out there. What if LeBron was player coach? Well, he sort of is, but Bill Russell did that. You know, Ben was able to do this on radio and TV. It's not easy to do that because they're completely different broadcast. When you broadcast a game on TV, there are the pictures. I'll compliment the pictures. With radio, we need to hear everything. You need to describe things, the feel of it, the smell of it, the sound of it. And Vin was able to do that. We were really fortunate to have Vin on our show a couple of times. In the last decade, he was on four times. We're going to bring back one of our favorite interviews. I think this is 2014 that we'll bring back a little bit later on. But you can hear the sense of humor that he has. He talks about going on Twitter. I'm twitting, Dan. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say, Vin. But, you know, I'm fortunate to be in this business with all of these great voices, these personalities, and to be able to be around them. And a lot of times you're with somebody from the start of their career to the end of their career. Vin had a wonderful life, and he touched so many people. And how many of us get that opportunity, or you can say that. But beloved, talented, and he's one of those people when you meet, you just kind of listened. Like, it was weird. When I first met Vin, I listened. He was talking to me, but I'm looking at him, but I'm listening. Because I'm hearing the voice. And I felt the same way when I met Harry Carey. Like, you're just like, wow, my radio is live. My radio's right there. I don't have to turn up the volume. He's right there. But he made you feel like there's a gift that certain legends have. Paul McCartney, you know, he understands the importance that he has on people. And you're only going to meet him once. But that moment should be special. And Vin knows that. He knew that. He wanted you to feel special. You felt special because you were meeting him. But we'll bring back one of our interviews that we thought kind of encapsulated Vin. And maybe gave you a little bit different side to him, that he was playful and a sense of humor. But passing away last night at home, and you go out on your terms in more ways than one. His career, his life, you know, he was fortunate to have legends to be able to broadcast their games, to be around Tommy Lasorda, to understand Dodger Blue, to be there with Oral Hershiser, Don Drysdale, Jackie Robinson. Having somebody give you descriptions, like really detailed descriptions of Jackie at a certain point or the competitor that he was. But Vin tells stories. And you never get tired of hearing those stories. So we'll bring that back coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Come up with a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Say good morning to those who are watching on our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Go to the Dan Patrick Show store. And we got our great T-shirts. We got Marvin finally being added to the Fab Five T-shirt. I mean, he's the bottom name there. We didn't go alphabetically, and Marv was hoping we could go alphabetically. But
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Next time.
Yeah. But you know what? You have no place to go but up on the list. So right now you're fifth.
Silver lining. I like that.
Yeah. Available at the DP Show store. And if you go there, sign up for the newsletter as well, danpatrick.com. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Dan Le Batard, voice of Miami sports, joins us a little bit later on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins and Stephen Ross tampering, tanking, and the commissioner comes down hard. Well, maybe not. Hard-ish. He sounded like he was really upset with Stephen Ross. Let's put it that way. A billionaire, and they're going to fine you $1.5 million. He's probably thinking, wait, is it 15 million? No, it's 1.5. Only 1.5. Okay. A couple of draft picks though as well, and that's what hurts. Because you wanted to tank, you wanted to get draft picks. They traded away Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil. They got draft picks because they wanted to be loaded, ready to go next year if Tua doesn't pan out like we think he might or we hope he might. Then they're going into the draft to get a quarterback. And there's always the Tom Brady, Sean Payton aspect of this with tampering. I think the Dolphins got off light here. I really do. Because this is years of tampering. When you reach out to Brady when he's with the Patriots, then Tampa Bay, you're going to, oh, do I get a bloop? Tampa Bay, Sean Payton. Sean Payton quits the Saints. He's going to the Dolphins. There's a lot of angles to this, man. A lot. You know, Tom leaves the Patriots. Sean Payton leaves the Saints. They think they're going to the Dolphins. If Brian Flores doesn't bring this up, the former Dolphins coach, we're not in this situation right now with the Miami Dolphins. Because, you know, we sort of laugh at tampering. When we go, oh, that guy signed at 12:01. Yeah, they got it done in 60 seconds. Well, we know that you had talked to somebody. Who talked to somebody? This is years of tampering with Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's not being punished. Sean Payton's not being punished. I have a suggestion, though, for the commissioner. And I'll have that for him because he's a frequent guest on this show. Oh, that's right. He never comes on this show. One of these days. Do you think my last day the commissioner comes on?
Nope.
Wow.
Maybe the day after your last day.
Quick.
Whoever replaces you.
Quick.
No, he will not come on the show.
He will not.
No upside for him.
Well, no, the upside would be that he can say goodbye to me. That he doesn't have to deal with me or hear from me anymore. Yes, Tom?
That'll be the same show where Jerry Jones participates as well, I think.
Dan was a leader. Yeah, Jerry's not going to join us. Alex Rodriguez not going to join us. Yes, Marv.
Your last show, you can ask Jerry why Jimmy's still not
in the Ring of Honor. Yeah. Wow, it's been 10 years. Jimmy's still not in the Ring of Honor. There's a lot of people who gave a lot of their careers on the field. Jimmy's sniveling.
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 That's such a good word.
The man who gave you these championships. And you say, Jimmy sniveling.
Oh, Dan, I take issue with that statement.
Yeah. I've had better people take issue with what I've said there, Jerry. This program brought to you by Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, we can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest in a with a Stifel Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Operator, Tyler standing by. Take your phone calls. And look, if you want to reminisce about Vin Scully, this is the radio station in Los Angeles, home of the Dodgers, and I certainly understand that. It's a day to celebrate, in my opinion. Am I sad? Yes. But I want to celebrate and remember really what the impact that he had. He had a great life. He did. Take a break. We're just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Had a mess today. I was a little upset. I didn't start out well today. I'm talking to Seton in the kitchen. Got my fruit smoothie, put in a scoop of M-Drive. Then I mix up my fruit smoothie. I don't realize that I have the top off, and then I go to move my blender.
Yep.
Spilled it all over the floor.
All over the place.
So I immediately yelled out, Tyler!
Clean up on aisle 5?
Tyler came in to clean up.
Immediately apologized
yes,
for some
he did.
Reason.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I should have checked the lid for you.
So I just grab another scoop of M-Drive, put in another fruit smoothie, blended it up, and here I am. I got it right now.
It was like John Belushi in Animal House when they drop all the huge box of alcohol. You had a similar reaction.
MDriveDan.com. Get your first 2 weeks for $5. Free shipping. MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We'll get to phone calls here. We'll bring back an interview we had, Vin Scully in 2014. Louis Riddick, front office expert with the Mothership, will join us on what the NFL did to the Dolphins and maybe what the NFL should have done to the Dolphins. The great Al Michaels a little later on will reminisce about Vin Scully and Dan Lebatard, voice of Miami Sports. Dan Lebatard show a little bit later on as well. You know, there was plenty to talk about today. There's still a fallout with Deshaun Watson. Padres get Juan Soto and Josh Bell from the Nationals. Brandon Drury from the Reds. Padres had a great day yesterday. You know, just Josh Bell is a good pickup for them. And then Drury's got 20 home runs for the Reds. And then you throw in Juan Soto. I'd hate to be the GM who traded Juan Soto. It's one of those where you go, I don't want to be the guy. It's just like, do I want to be the GM who trades Shohei Ohtani? No, I don't. You go back to Babe Ruth when he was traded to the Yankees from the Red Sox. Yes, Seton.
There's something so, like, even more hurtful or cruel about it where Juan Soto's like, no, like, it's not me, it's you. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to be here, not even for $400 million. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels.
I like that there's a new power team, though, or a star-laden team. Like the Padres have been building the past couple of years between Tatis and Machado.
Yeah.
That I don't know why they feel like they're not a major market team. It's not, I just mean financially, not the talent of the city of San Diego. But they are. They're the fifth highest payroll, and I'm sure it's going to go up.
But you don't think of them as a big market team. You just don't. But that's because the Dodgers and Yankees sort of dwarf everybody else. But they're spending their money. It's not like you go, I don't know where they are on the Forbes list of most valuable franchises, but they're in it. They're in it to win it. And I always appreciate that because I go back to the Padres in 1970, got to see them. And who was it? Freddie Norman was a pitcher for the Padres. They had those ugly uniforms. Nate Colbert, Mike Ivey. Man, I go back, but those uniforms are now cool. Back then, we're like, God, what happened? Can you imagine going out wearing those uniforms? Yeah, Marv.
It's one of those things where, like, the Nuggets uniforms, where they had, like, the city across it, and you're like, those are hideous, and they bring them back.
I know.
Like, oh, I like those. And the Padres brought back the brown and yellow, and I'm like, I mean, I guess.
What used to be, when you're younger, you're more accepting. You're like, that's cool. I was old school when I was young. But we were talking about the Dodgers uniform. Like, if you could play for any team in baseball, it'd be the Dodgers.
Based off looks of uniform or everything?
Well, everything. Weather, the environment there, the ballpark there, the uniforms. But that crisp white. And then I love they had the numbers, the red numbers on the front, blue numbers on the back. And it felt like Fritzy looks good in his Dodger jersey
today. Even I
today.
Look good in yes. that. That's how great the jersey is.
Yes. You're sort of our Joey Gallo.
Nice.
Yes, Seton.
Wow. That feels like a real cut.
Yeah, well, he's now a Dodger. Went from the Yankees to the Dodgers. Yeah,
you're welcome.
You're right about those uniforms. Growing up in Chicago, I thought Steve Garvey looked like Robert Redford when I was a kid.
They looked like a movie star.
He looked like if you were doing a movie about a baseball team, you would use the Dodger Stadium. I think the Dodgers are almost underrated by how old school they are. They don't change a lot of things between the uniform. Tommy Lasorda was one of the faces of the team when he was a manager, and afterwards they kept him around a long time. Vin Scully, obviously, for decades and decades. They don't make a lot of uniform changes. They don't tweak a lot of things, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, there's certain old school, like Penn State, that you sort of – who was it that we had on? Was it LL Cool J?
Yeah, you asked him his favorite uniforms when he was a kid, and he said – or you asked him his favorite football team. He said he liked Penn State and he liked college football more than pro. And you said to LL Cool J, really, Penn State? Aren't their uniforms a little bland and boring? He goes, yeah, look at my bland, boring uniform as I blast your spleen out of your body. He goes, I love those guys.
Yeah, but they were clean. That's it. It's crisp. It's clean. Now, it might not be good for merchandise, hey, we got an alternate jersey here, an all-blue one. I just look at those uniforms, and it's hard not to look good in that uniform. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle, @DPShow. We'll talk about what the commissioner found, his ruling with the Dolphins coming up here in a moment. Gus in L.A. leads us off this morning. Good morning, Gus. Good to hear from you.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope all you and the boys are doing well. I was going to call this morning, actually, and voice my frustrations with the front office of the Dodgers for awarding the Padres the division and possibly the NL title, and the inactions yesterday, and the monster acquisition of Joey Gallo. I mean, that just moves mountains, doesn't it? but then at around 8:30 last night, we got the news and about Vin, and I got to be honest with you, I actually started to cry, but it was like that brief sadness, but then it was like you go back to the first time that you hear, it's time for Dodger baseball. You go back and you hear it, and I just started remembering all the great Saturdays. He used to do this show called This Week in Baseball when I was a little kid, and he was like the narrator of it. And you think about all the amazing things, and then I just started thinking like I happened to be on the phone with my girl at the time when I got the news, and she was like, "He's done for a long time, right?" I was like, "He called a perfect game in 1958 or something like that, the Don Larsen game." And I was like, and he was still calling games when I was 28. I was like, this is generational. This is iconic. He did Dwight Clark's call. I heard Al Michaels talking last night about how he imitated Vin when he first started. Yeah. And Al Michaels is a generational icon himself.
A lot of great memories. You're lucky in Los Angeles. You had Chick Hearn and you had Vin Scully. Thank you, Gus. Yeah, I heard from a lot of people in Los Angeles. It happens. It's not surprise. It's just there's still that element of shock, when something like this happens. Like with Bill Russell. Sometimes we're not around these people to find out how they're doing when they're out of the spotlight and what they might be dealing with. But Vin, age 94, I think we'd all sign up for that. That was an unbelievable life. Daniel in L.A. Hi, Daniel. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate you in a busy sports day leading off with Vin Scully. He was obviously a civic treasure and will always be here. Listening to him on the radio was such a joy, almost better than watching TV and having him do the game. He didn't tell us about baseball. He showed us about baseball. I'm a lifelong fan. I know the sport pretty darn well, played it a lot. I learned something from Vin every time I listened or watched him, whether it was about the sport itself, whether it was about the people on or off the field. I also got to meet him once at a charity event, some crazy way I got seated at his table. I felt, wow, this guy's got to be the most interesting guy I've ever met. He wasn't just interesting. He was interested in me, in the other people there. It was genuine. It was real. It was 100% human. Then I know you're going to rest in peace because you lived in peace. So, Dan, thank you. Keep up the great work.
Well said, Daniel. Thank you. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. I mentioned that the Dolphins got spanked yesterday. This stood out. Here's a quote from the commissioner. The investigators found tampering violations of unprecedented scope and severity. Impermissible communications with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. By the way, Tom Brady turning 45 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I mentioned this a couple of minutes ago. When you think about tampering, we tend to kind of laugh it off and go, oh, somebody reached out before you were allowed to. Like the Knicks reaching out to Jalen Brunson of the Mavericks. Like, oh, okay, not a big deal. The Miami Dolphins reached out to Tom Brady and his agent in 2019. So you're laying groundwork in 2019. He's still with the Patriots. And then he goes to Tampa. You're still reaching out to him. You're not allowed to. Ownership, reaching out. Then there's supposed to be a meeting on his yacht, and Brian Flores, the Dolphins head coach, goes, no, I can't be part of this. He's the only grown-up in the room. This is his first job. And then we find out that the owner, aside from trying to get Sean Payton to leave the Saints and Tom Brady to leave the Patriots and then the Buccaneers, kind of talks about, hey, let's sort of tank games without saying let's tank games. I mean, he lost a first-round draft pick, then he lost a third-round draft pick and maybe another first-round draft pick, and he can't be with the team until, what, November? He lives in New York, and he's fined $1.5 million. This guy should be, well, if we know that they tanked games, because he kept saying, hey, you know, we got to get high draft picks. He was desperate to get Joe Burrow. These are semantics. Our priority is not winning ball games. It was all about draft position. Okay, I'm not saying you threw a game. I'm saying you tanked. You're tanking. You want your coach to maybe not put the best product out there. Hey, how about we put in some guys to... Remember Mark Cuban? Mark Cuban got fined by the NBA when he came on our show, and he said, hey, you know, we're not tanking. We're doing everything we can to lose by putting in our backups. So, different lineup. I think sometimes when you think about, you know, you're going to throw a game, it's, hey, I'm going to miss a block, I'm going to drop a ball, whatever it might be. This is front office tanking, and that's what the Dolphins did. And I think Brian Flores was right. That he was incentivized to lose. Now they can say, well, no, he didn't. He was joking when he said $100,000. Like, okay, really? I'm joking. How are you joking? I'm guessing that you say, you know what, Brian, it's probably good for your career if you know, maybe lose some games. We get some draft picks here. You know, I don't know. What's it going to take? $100,000? Ah, I'm joking. I can't tell you the number of times that when I was trying to ask a girl out on the date, I ended up saying, I'm just joking, when she said no.
Yeah. We're friends. I'm just kidding. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin our friendship.
Yeah,
start dating.
I'm just kidding.
I just wanted to find out what you were doing this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't say I wanted to do something with you.
Yeah, get out of here.
Can't cross that line.
Come
us?
On.
What? No.
We're friends.
I was kidding, too. You're crazy.
Yeah. If I'm the commissioner, because Sean Payton quit the Saints to take the Dolphins job. Now, he eventually said, oh, I'm going to go into broadcasting for a year. Mike McCarthy, keep an eye on that. And then Tom Brady decides he's going to go play for the Dolphins. He's going to leave Tampa. But also, if you factor in, this affected two franchises. It affected Bruce Arians. If Tom Brady goes to Miami, Bruce Arians still head coach, did Tom leave the Patriots thinking he was going to go to the Dolphins initially? And then he went to Tampa. I was told that Giselle wanted to go to Miami. It makes sense here, folks. And then if you promise him ownership? Yeah, see.
But what I don't understand about this, so this was all against the rules, tampering, right?
Yeah.
But we're supposed to expect that Tom Brady didn't talk to anybody in Tampa before leaving the Patriots?
Well, he might have, but we know this happened.
Yeah, but I mean, but my point is that it must happen all the time. People must talk to each other all the time.
Okay, for 3 years? So they tampered for 3 years. Who knows how long they tampered with Sean Payton? Sean Payton left the Saints.
Everybody knew Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots.
But nobody knew Sean Payton was stepping down from the Saints. That surprised everybody. It's like, what's he going to do? And then we knew that he was going to coach the Dolphins, and then all of a sudden he didn't get to, and now he's going to be a broadcaster for a year. I wouldn't let Tom Brady or Sean Payton, if I'm the commissioner, be a part of the Dolphins organization for at least 3 years. They're not punished at all here. They have the same agent, by the way. Sean Payton and Tom Brady do. I mean, the NFL has to do something to say, even to the agent, Don Yee, like, you can't be doing this. We know that you did this. We can't allow you to be doing this. There's windows if you want to talk to people, but this is a 3 year period, and then you get Sean Payton to quit the Saints. I wouldn't let Tom Brady or Sean Payton be involved with the Dolphins organization for at least 3 years. How about that? Anybody have a problem with maybe punishing them for their role in this? Seton?
It feels like it's a whole big bunch of not a big deal to me.
Well, ask Saints fans. They enticed him to go to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's how people
get
hired.
He left the Saints.
Yeah.
He was still under contract with them.
Okay.
Well, then why have it? Why have tampering?
Because it feels like selective enforcement.
What? No, we know this happened.
No, I understand that. And I think that we know that it probably happens all the time. People talk to each other.
Okay, but if I don't enforce the speed limit, then you're not going to adhere to anything. So why have tampering charges if you're not going to enforce tampering charges?
But then why the speed limit is almost a great example, because why is it selectively enforced then? Everybody speeds, but sometimes you get a ticket and you're like, this sucks. Why'd I get a ticket this time when everybody's speeding?
Well, that's what happened here with the Miami Dolphins. Selective tampering.
Unprecedented level of...
But it says...
Okay.
Unprecedented scope and severity. That's not just tampering where you go, hey, Jalen Brunson, your dad's been hired. Do you want to come play for your dad? Okay. That's not what we're talking about here. Tom Brady was going to leave the Patriots and go to the Dolphins. Sean Payton was going to leave the Saints to go to the Dolphins. Yeah. It's a bigger deal to me. Because why have it if you're not going to enforce it? And the tanking part of this, too.
That's the biggest bunch of BS.
Do I think that owner wanted Brian Flores to lose games? The answer is absolutely, positively, yes. Absolutely.
It's very clear. Like even the report from the NFL says, yes, he did want that. He just didn't promise $100,000. That's the problem.
So what did he promise? Hey, you want to keep your job? We got to get draft picks here. Because we get those draft picks, and then Sean Payton comes in and takes over, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl with him and Tom Brady. Yeah, Paul.
In the ruling from the NFL, this is not an opinion, this is the ruling. On a number of occasions during the 2019 season, Mr. Ross, the owner, expressed his belief that the Dolphins' position in the upcoming draft should take priority over the team's win-loss record. These comments were made most frequently to the team president, CEO, general manager, senior vice president, and Coach Flores. So these were confirmed by four different people. That is tanking, exactly tanking.
I know.
It's weird because they exonerate him in the previous paragraph, which says the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games in the 2019 season. That's semantics.
It's like against the wishes of their owner, they didn't lose. I mean, that's what's implied in the sentence.
We discussed it at the time. At the end of the 2019 season, they just got smoked 2 games in a row, the Dolphins. They won in overtime against the Bengals, and they won at the buzzer against the Patriots to drop them 3 spots in the draft. They cost themselves 3 or 4 draft spots in the last 2 weeks of the 2019 season by winning those 2 games.
Yeah. Man, did he want Joe Burrow. He wanted Joe Burrow. And then you're going to, a guy who's not in South Florida, he's a real estate guy in New York. That's how he made all of his money. And you're going to say, you got to stay in New York and we're going to fine you $1.5 million. Yes, Tony.
If this financial incentive was offered in jest, couldn't Brian Flores in jest say, you make it $200 a game and you got yourself a deal, then what would have happened?
I don't know.
Brian Flores would be suspended for...
Probably, yes. Trying to tamper with somebody who was trying to tank or something like that.
Yeah, somehow it would have been his fault.
Yes, yeah, Paul.
If the Dolphins lost those last 2 games of the season, they would have gotten the number 1 pick of the draft by 0.5 game over the Cincinnati Bengals and would have been in position to take Joe Burrow by 0.5 game.
But wait, did they want Tom Brady or did they want Joe Burrow?
I think
They wanted both of them?
I don't know if they wanted both, but I know that he wanted Joe Burrow. I don't know if they knew they weren't getting Tom Brady, and he wanted Joe Burrow. I mean, I don't know the timeline there. I just know leading up to the draft, he really, really wanted Joe Burrow. Didn't want to.
They were going to give Tom Brady ownership, but really wanted Joe Burrow?
Well, you can still have ownership. How long is he going to play? So you don't think that they were interested in Tom Brady and Joe Burrow?
I'm just trying to figure out which one were willing to risk their whole franchise through scandal over. Because right now we're saying it's both of them.
Well, let's put it this way. They tried for both, and they got neither. So
that's the Dolphins.
Yeah. Congratulations. And that's a franchise. When you think Dolphins, you still think Dan Marino. And Don Shula. Isn't that sad? Like you go, how about them Dolphins, man? Who's your favorite Dolphin? It's still Dan Marino. Yes, Marv.
I went to a Patriots game maybe about 3 years ago, and all the Dolphins fans, number 13, Dan Marino jerseys. Like, oh, you guys know Jay Fiedler jerseys? Oh, okay.
You got Chad Pennington? Yeah, Paul.
I'm with you guys. I hate football fans and franchises who live in the past and base all their memories of a team and a franchise off of games.
One year.
I hate those kind of guys.
The 85 Bears. Hey.
Talking
about the 85 Bears?
Just call myself
out. Oh, Jim McMahon. Willie Gault.
Willie Gault, man. He was.
Yes.
Maybe the real tanking scandal is Tom Brady deliberately losing the game to Miami to then push their draft position back so that now they want him even more. That's Weeks, our cameraman, going conspiracy theory on us. Yeah, I like it.
All right. Play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, brother. 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Courtesy of NBC, Vince Call. Ball going through Bill Buckner's legs, Game 6, 1986 World Series. Vin, 67-year career with the Dodgers, 3 perfect games, 20 no-hitters, also called Hank Aaron's record-breaking 715th home run. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Seton, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Well, Dan, we've got some options for you. Which is worse, the Astros creating a sign-stealing system to help win games, or the Dolphins owner telling his coach and management to focus on the draft and not winning games? So basically, the real question there is, which is worse, cheating to win or deliberately losing?
In order to win.
In order to hopefully maybe later win.
Okay. So cheating to win or purposely throwing games? I'm going to say purposely throwing games. I think every team pushes the limits on trying to cheat, get an advantage, I should say. Not every team is looking to throw games, to tank that way. Now, there have been teams who have done this, so they're able to get a better draft pick. Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James, you know, they didn't even hide it. But I would say throwing games, because that goes against the integrity of all of this. And now you have gambling involved in this. And if you know the Dolphins, like the NFL can't come out and say, yes, we know that they were throwing games or tanking games, because that gets to the core of gambling and having the trust in the shield that what you see on the field is real. Yes, you.
But that's why what they said in their findings of this investigation is so like infuriating to me, is that they basically say, yes, we know the owner was tanking games and he wanted them to deliberately lose, but when the thought of money came up, he was just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bunch of crap.
I know. I agree. I got a note from Bryan Cranston, great actor. Of course, Breaking Bad and everything else that he's been involved in. One of the great actors of our generation. And he just sent this to me. I'm reeling from the loss of Vin last night. I needed to vent my feelings, so I wrote the passage below. I'm working today, not available by phone. Wishing you well, Bryan. And he writes, as part of my childhood, died yesterday. That may sound dramatic, and maybe it is, but it's how I'm feeling today. Los Angeles Dodgers legendary announcer Vin Scully passed away at 94. What a brilliant life he led, and what an important part of my life he served. From the time I was able to understand what the radio was, I would listen to Dodger baseball games. It was the beginning of a lifelong joy. Vin was never just about the score of the game. His stories made you feel like you were with him, like he was sharing a story just for you. As a child, that was often a bedtime story, as I would hide my transistor radio under my pillow to avoid parental detection. When times were tough, Vin was there to ease my pain on insecurities with the power of distraction, because even if it was only for the next 3 hours, listening to Vin's voice made me feel safe, comforted. One of my greatest thrills was introducing Vin to my daughter, Taylor, at the ESPYs in 2017. After I had presented Vin with the Icon Award, Taylor, an adult and a catcher in her Little League experience, nervously confessed to Vin that she listened to him her whole life, just like her dad. His signature opening statement is indelible in my memory. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. Wherever you may be, I'm here. Vin, I'm right here. That's Bryan Cranston. Wow. I appreciate him reaching out. And he probably, I know he's shooting in New Orleans. Tell Bryan thank you for reaching out. One more item, we close out hour one. We all have ideas about success, different ideas, how to achieve it, when we achieve it, and we do it in different ways. And if you recently have changed jobs, or let's say you're considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success, striving to reach your goals, and maybe time to start thinking about investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you also have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.